Aloha, and welcome to another subject-specific class overview. Today we're going to be talking about what's your why in the labor business. We've got a whole host of classes, and you've seen from those that you have taken or those that you have read our overviews on that we're interested in everybody's potential. We're wanting to help people achieve that potential by helping to identify it first. Everything that we do in life as we evolve in the family and then out to school is about being obedient. It's for our protection. It's for our safety. Don't touch the stove. You're going to burn yourself. Look both ways before you cross the street. This is how you add. This is how you write. And then we get out into the working community and we're taught how to do our jobs. And we're told, just keep at it, make it better. Every day, make it a little bit better. The Japanese culture does it a little differently. They have a circumstance called Kaizen, where the goal is to improve everything that you do just a little bit every day. Kaizen a job, make it better. How do we do that? Well, first we have to identify what it is that we're trying to do. Then we have to identify what it looks like when it's right. What's good performance? In this class, we talk about all of those things and start to deal with how you can adapt your why as to why you do things. We talked about everybody knowing what they do. We also talked about most people knowing how they do it. But we have difficulty when we express ourselves as to why you do that. Joel Barker introduced us to paradigms, a model of behavior back in the early 80s. And we gave ourselves a reason then for resisting change. We knew why we did that. However, that's going to hold us back. Tom Morris recently is talking about in his Turning Lemons into Lemonade that we have to be adaptive. We have to be innovative. That's what this class is trying to get to. I hope this overview helped you better understand this service class on what's your why. It's a most important one. And I look forward to talking with you about another subject-specific class in the near future. Mahalo.